From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Business Outlook, run me through it. What do you reckon?
Well, yeah, this was released yesterday, so this is the Business Outlook for August. I thought the results were a little surprising. This is a monthly data series, so it's quite high frequency, so you can get volatility, but there does appear to be a bit of a trend here. I mean, the other key Business Outlook survey is the NZIER quarterly survey of business opinion. That was quite downbeat. According to the ANZ Business Outlook, we aren't sitting in too bad a place, although there are some sort of, not unexpected industry divergences. Headline business confidence in terms of the numbers is up 9 points to -4. It's the highest we've seen that headline number since mid-2021. Businesses' view of their own activity also jumped 10 points to +11. So if we sort of break it down into the questions about activity or the activity indicators, they all lifted. And importantly here, measures of inflation, so questions about inflation, the results there all eased. Not by much, but they continue to move in the right direction. One surprising number, export intentions, they improved. Now, we've talked quite a bit about China, weak economy, demand for our products waning, but export intentions look like they are resilient even in the face of that. Cost expectations still high, but drifting lower. Profit expectations still negative. Some surprising detail here, profit expectations improved in the construction sector, despite the sort of negative sentiment that we've seen recently. Profit expectations also improved in services, manufacturing, but sort of, you know, some of those numbers can be quite volatile. But here's one of the industry differences that I was talking about, agriculture, profit expectations fell, big fall, and I don't think there's any great surprise there. Inflation expectations, these important for the Reserve Bank, 5.06% expected inflation, that was lower than the previous read. It's not cratering, Mike, but it is slowly subsiding. Look, there are some unknowns interpreting this data, and I would make the comment, look, Business Outlook tends to reflect the political environment. You get a centre-right environment, tends to produce better Business Outlook numbers. You get a centre-left environment, it's weaker. So, you know, you can ask the question, is this outcome trying to tell us where the business sector thinks the political wheel is turning to? That's hard to say, but it certainly looks like the business at the moment is saying that the worst might be behind us.
All right, and we'll talk to Sharon Zollner about that after 7 o'clock. So I read three things about China yesterday. Factory activities down, consumer spending's up, and a headline, the mood turns dark in China as economy sinks. So what the hell's going on?
Yes, so yesterday we had the release of the official, so this is the National Bureau of Statistics, Purchases Managers Index, a closely watched bit of data, and then we have you get a private sector read on this that follows it, which tends to give you an opportunity to see, to corroborate whether the official number is right or not. I think there's a real glass of half empty, glass half full scenario here. If you have the sort of glass half empty approach, the Purchasing Manager Index is under 50, which means it's contracting. It's under 50 for the fifth straight month, so that's almost half a year of contraction. But if you're a glass half full kind of person, the outcome was slightly improved from the previous months, and it looks like it has stabilized. So yeah, it's sort of it's push me pull me here. The official PMI index rose to 49.7. It was 49.3 in July. One survey I saw had the expectation was 49.1, so it came in above expectations. And if you drill into a bit of the detail, the production sub-index rose to 51.9, so actually expanding, and new orders were actually over 50 as well, so 50.2 rose from 49.5. So look, the government stimulus so far has been sort of less dramatic than may have been expected, but maybe you're seeing the PMI has bottomed out, and that would be a great start.
Give me the word on Chicha.
Christchurch. Hey, well, I've only been in the city centre, but it's a very easy city to do business in. It's nice and flat. You walk around, lots of lovely new buildings, beautiful development around the river. It's got a lovely feel to it as the
Couldn't
city centre. Crush. I will
Couldn't
say
agree
that.
More. I'm taping this and going to run it to Mrs. Hawksby later on today. It's got a lovely feel to it, says Andrew Kelleher. What are the
there
numbers?
There you go. 34,853 on the Dow Jones. It's down 35 points. It's about 0.1%. But the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, they're both in positive territory. The S&P 500 up 6 points, 4,521, and the NASDAQ up 64 points, almost 0.5%, 14,082. The FTSE 100 lost 35 points overnight. It's just under 0.5%, 7,439. The Nikkei, 32,619. That was up 0.88%. Shanghai Composite down 17, 3,119. The Aussies yesterday gained 8 points to close the month, 7,305. But we finished August with a 0.29% gain, 11,554. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.5955. Against the Aussie, 0.9197. 0.5489 euro, 0.4701 pounds, 86.82 Japanese yen. Gold, $1,940.52. And Brent crude, unfortunately, tipped up at the end of the month, $86.78.
Yeah, have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. See you next week. JMIWealth.co.nz.